Hello, this is Sonic Souls, and I'm Charita. Welcome back to another episode. Hi again. This is part two. Hope you enjoy. Happy listening.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I think what happened was I still had the AirPod. I had the AirPod back in, which was stupid because they're about to still die. And then it was still like, yeah, I'm looking for the AirPod. It was just like, nigga, stop. All right. enough of that. I should probably edit that out. That was a bit much. Where were we? Did we finish talking about Up High?
I think so.
Okay. Alright. Next song is Aquarius / Let the Sunshine In, right? Let the Sunshine In. Yeah. Let the Sunshine In. Which is by The Fifth Dimension, but it's also from Hair, the musical, which is crazy. We've talked about this song too in previous conversations. So once again, I was like, hey, I know that song. but enough about me. how do you feel about the song?
Wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh man, I was gone the whole time.
I didn't even know. Oh, okay. Whoops.
Nah, so if I close the app or if I minimize the app, I can still hear you, but I won't let the audio work. So
really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a Android Samsung bootleg thing.
Maybe.
Not an updated phone. I don't know,
because actually, when I had the Samsung, it would not. Well, actually, that's a lie. Because the first time I tried using it through Anchor, blah blah blah, it recorded fine. The second time, it was like, "Oh, you want to have an Android, and your other person wants to have an Android." Oh, that sounds like rude.
Too many Androids on this app right now.
Just ridiculous, you know. Yeah, but okay, so nobody heard you. So Aquarius
/ I literally saying the same thing though. Like,
yeah,
I remember sharing the song with you. You were like, I mean, from Hair, and I was like, I mean, I guess,
yeah, I'm a little musical person sometimes, so I was like, Hair. I was so excited, and then you're just like,
I was like, I mean, sure. I think I said no. I was like, no. Like,
yeah, I think you were. You were just like, I don't know about that. And I was just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting musical, by the way. Very interesting. Where was I? But yeah. Cool song. Since you are or on the cusp of being an Aquarius, you know, I thought that was cool that, you know, you like the song. But
yeah. I mean, I love the theme of it. Yeah, you know, it's I think those are like the ideals. Those are some of the ideals I think that I like hit home for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah, I mean, and I'm all here for the age of Aquarius, and we're at the very beginning stages of it, and you know, there's. I find myself frustrated sometimes, you know, looking at the news and how things, you know, happen in this day and age. And sometimes this is just like a good little, you know, pickup, like, hey, like this is, There's a larger season, right, that we're just stepping into. So it's not about to be, it's never, well, you know, it's not about to be off fine and dandy off the rip, you
Yeah.
know. So, you know, it's a good it's a great song. That's it. And let the sunshine in is just a jam.
It is either version,
Either version.
just had to put that out there. Yeah, it's a vibe. It actually inspired some art, you know, because
Right.
yeah, because you
Yeah.
know, yeah, we talked about it, and then you know, we were talking about like positivity and like, what else. Yeah, being receptive of that. And then, you know, I was inspired by that and I made some art to go along with that. But yeah, y'all can find that on my page.
Hey, shameless plug.
Yeah,
Check the
always.
page. Check the page.
Yeah. You can actually buy it as a shirt too. Actually, that's a lie. It's not on my Etsy anymore.
Cap.
But if y'all are interested, I will put it back. That was, yeah, because someone wanted it as a shirt. I don't know if you ever wore it. Shout out to Tim. Hi, Tim. That box. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Yeah, moving on. Before I go any further, Nia. Poem Complete the Black Circle or Complete the Circle. Sorry. Yeah, Complete the Circle. Wow, just making up words. Anyways, by Juju and Blackfire. Real quick. So I was like, where did he find this? So I was like, I have to do some research because I was just like, what in the world? Or not what in the world, but I was, well, yeah, no, what in the world? And not that it was
Well,
bad, but I was just like, you know, I was curious because I was like, how did he even like stumble across something like this? Like,
I
what?
want to ask you first before I give you my whole little story, which I'll give you an even better story off air.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, what did you think about it? How was that song for you? How do you feel like you received it when you heard it?
All right, so all right, first listen, I was like, what? And then because it caught me off guard, I think, like based off of like, you know, just listening to Let the Shine, you know, Let the Sunshine In. And then it was like this, and I was like, huh? All right. But then second time I was like, oh, okay. And then I think I looked up the lyrics, which are failing me now. But I was like, okay. I like it, and I liked, you know, it's like a little jazzy and stuff. You know, I like my jazz music. But see, now I gotta look up. Now I feel like I need to look up the lyrics, or I guess the poem, Complete the Circle. But I also feel like I've heard this in something else, like a movie or something. I don't know. I don't know the background of that. But I also found out that the song, like, this was an album, but it was like a compilation album from like from a label called Blackfire. So I like from, what does it say, 1975 to 1993. So I thought that was like really cool that they like made an album based off of that, to like showcase all these different songs, which I want to go back and like check that out. But I feel like I also didn't answer your question. But don't know. Yeah, I'll just say I received the song. Well, but that's all I have to say. Like, it was kind of
Hey, that's
like
fair.
complete the circle. Like, I feel, I don't know. Like, I feel like either I've heard the phrase or maybe because I've listened to it about like 3 times now, I feel like, you know, it's really ingrained in my brain. Or something like that, but I don't know, complete the circle. So it's like, like completing stuff. Like, I don't, I mean, that seems so like simple or basic, but I don't know. I feel like for that era, that time, probably, like, if this was during like the 60s or 70s, like, that was probably like really powerful, you know, like with the different movements and stuff. So was that in the was that, never mind, all right, I can't remember what this movie's called, but Judas and the Messiah, I wonder, or was that in that? Because I feel like
I don't think so.
No, okay.
There probably are. Oh, you know, I think I know what you're. I think there's a. There probably is like a Gil Scott Heron.
Let's see.
Poem that is probably in. Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I gotta look that up. So I'm like it's. It seems so familiar, but then like not at the same time. So
yeah, it has a similar, it has a cadence. I think the poem has a cadence that's like
let's see,
you know, that is familiar, you know, if you've heard like, you know, spoken word probably of that mm-hmm. era, probably, and of that same you know, space, so a similar space, almost the same.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess this is the story. I was coming back from a trip and had like kind of a revelation about like the notion of being. You know, and I was very frustrated on this trip. Like I had things like break, like I felt things were unorganized, like things were literally like breaking in front of me. Like as I was touching things, they were like breaking. And it really threw me off. And like somewhere along the trip, like, you know, something kind of reminded me that all these things that I was like frustrated about, like me being unorganized, me not being gentle and kind, like to myself, let alone to like the space I was in, the environment I was in, something kind of told me like there's no, and in that I was like, okay, well, what tools do I need? You know what I mean? What like book do I need? What do I need to like listen to? Like what song do I need to listen to? What, you know, what food do I need to eat? And that's kind of where my head was like, I need to find this kind of like external material piece to kind of like bring me back to a better space. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, something, you know, kind of told me like, you know, it's important to be those things first, right? Have like kind of a internal embodiment of it before seeking it from all these other places. There was like a great piece, and I wasn't breaking stuff after that. You know, and I found myself to be way more organized after that. And I shared that with a friend. I shared that experience with a friend, and he, like a really good friend of mine, he actually sent me this song. And it just resonated so well. And I still, you know, and I was asking you about kind of how you received the song, in part because every time I listen to it, there's still something else in it that I'm still kind of learning and receiving, you know. So yeah, I mean, it is a heavy song in a different sense than like, you know, Letter to Fallon or something like that, right? It's really more or less to me like the the poem has such a weight that you kind of can't, it's difficult to carry it, especially if, you know, these type of poems and the language I think that is in it isn't something that you're like familiar with, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, I love shout outs to Mason Olanade and Olanade Pattern House.
Hey, oh, Oh
Yeah, man,
my
that's the homie. He definitely put me on.
God. Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm so grateful that I just that one that I was open enough to share that with him, but also that I think he kind of heard kind of what I remembered, not even discovered, kind of what I remembered through that experience, and he shared that song with me as something to kind of take and like continue, you know, from there. So, yeah, man, I love the song. Anyway, and yeah, it is. It's like definitely very like different from the other any other song in the, you know, in the playlist at all.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Anyway.
Let's see. All right, we got Drew Empire, and I feel you good. Uh-oh. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, did his phone drop? Yeah, so very cool song. I think one of the times I listened to it, I actually had headphones on, so it sounded really great on it. And I feel like I might have actually added to my playlist. I don't know. One of my playlists. I put in my notes sound healing because it sounds like it has like those frequencies in it and stuff that like supposed to be healing. So I'm guessing this might have been in your meditation. Maybe.
Incorrect. Check.
You hear me?
Yeah. So Danny Brown used to have this, I think he still does it. He used to have this ad lib where he would just be like, check, check. Was his thing.
That's different.
Yeah, man. He's just a wild guy, man. He's just a really wild, like wild in his flow, like wild in his volume. Like I really, he's got a space for, he's got a place in my heart, man.
Shout out to Danny Brown.
Yeah, shout out to Danny Brown, man.
Wait,
And Bruiser Brigade.
okay.
Was his like squad back in the day.
I don't know the right thing, but okay.
Bruiser.
Hashtag. Where were we? Oh, Drew Empire. Yes. So you said that was part of your meditation?
No, it wasn't. It's actually not. It's actually.
Hello? No, I can't hear. That's crazy. Hello? No.
All right, what about now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, cool. It ended up locking up again. Yeah, no, so it's excuse me. It's actually not on one of my meditation playlists, but it is just a song that I have. I think it's part of like maybe like a reading playlist. I think I have it as part of a reading or like a study playlist.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I haven't really thought. I mean, you know, when you said that about it being, you know, kind of having those healing frequencies, I haven't really thought about it. I thought about it like that, you know, but maybe that is the reason why it's in, you know, a different playlist for me, you know.
I could have used that for one of my yoga playlists that,
Hey.
you know, that I make.
For the future.
Shout out to her. My client that, you know. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I don't know how I'm up, to be honest. I've been up
Yeah,
since
yo, it's late. It's getting late for you.
it is. And I've been up since like 5:40, I think. Or maybe I did wake up on time. No, I actually think I woke up on time, 5:30. Been a long day. But I did have coffee. Oh, I didn't fill up the ice trays. How sad. Get Free by Mariba.
Yeah. Oh, I
Or is it
forgot. I
Mariba? Is it Mariba or Mariba?
think it's Mariba.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I don't know. I think you're right. I don't know.
I would definitely know before I said her name to her face, 'cause she's got a special place in my. Got a little crush. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say she's really pretty.
Gorgeous,
Yeah,
gorgeous.
she is gorgeous, actually. I'm sorry, I was just laughing because you were like, you have a crush. All right, which I totally get. Anyways, I like this song. I like her. She's amazing. I think I had that this was a continuation on the positivity and uplifting themes, or that's the other themes that, you know, I felt like was throughout the playlist. Your playlist was, you know, very uplifting stuff, which I thought that was very, very cool. And sorry. It was nice to hear, you know. I think some of my playlists can be sad, so it was nice to hear a playlist that was so like uplifting and had like good reminders, and affirmations, you can say, to keep you balanced. So I you know, that's what I liked about your playlist. But
It's crazy you said that. That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like balance, you know. So yeah, you can hold on to, of course, I mean, I know you're gonna hold on to the playlist, but you can definitely hold on to it. But I think that is, you know, part of this, the 2020s, 19, 2019s, 2020s, like, I think that was really important, and I didn't know where to start in terms of balance, except for mindset and using music as part of that, you know? And
Yes.
so, yeah, man, I mean, like, I don't really listen to a whole, like, probably people who know me before 2019 know that, like, I stay on top of like a full range of artists. You know, and I will listen to anything that's new and anything that's from them. But, you know, part of it is like definitely being intentional about like the positivity for me. You know, like you and I have talked about like, you know, being in ruts and feeling low. And, you know, sometimes music adds to it. Sometimes it helps you not feel alone in those moments. But I think also it helps, like, sometimes it can like plunge, not plunge you, but it can also make you more comfortable to kind of sink into that a little bit more than you probably need to be. You know what I mean? Like it helps you feel a little bit even more like comfortable in that, or complacent for that matter, like in those like dark spaces, in those dark moments. So yeah, man, I mean, that's kind of how I That's what the 2020s are, especially when it comes to music, is like making sure that that's aligning with who I am. Oh, yeah.
It's so deep.
Snap,
It is.
snap.
Yes, snap, snap. It is though, and I don't know. Your personality, I feel like, I guess I met you in the middle of this, we can say so.
Yeah, I was.
But yeah, you definitely like have always, to me, been really positive, and it's like, I was. I don't want to say I was the best for, actually, let's be honest. Yeah, I had a very troubling period, let's say, during that time, the same time frame as you. So it's like I always felt like you at the same value and stuff, and you'd be like, oh well, what if you look at it this way? Or or some other like type of positive reinforcement. And that was very very helpful. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome. It's nada, it's nada. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we definitely just met at the right time, and we connected off of music, automatically. Yeah, and I feel like that was, I think that was like kind of the beginning of the time where like those some of these plays were starting to come together on top of that, and I was, it was just more of making sure that. I had listened to things that were continuing to like inspire me to be that person. So yeah, man. But speaking of lows,
Wait,
what?
do we even? Oh wait, no, we did talk about the song. I was like, do we even talk about the song, or did we just get like way off
I
topic?
mean, we did kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
I think for, it's like to me, it's a acoustic ode to the
Yeah.
notion of thriving, not just like surviving, like actually like thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Is a process,
It is
but
a problem.
But I think it also pairs fairly well with the song that comes right behind it, right? We're talking about dark spaces, and like this song kind of puts those questions out that I think we sometimes we ask ourselves, when we're in those dark spaces, like, basically, oh wow. Well, like, am I gonna make it? I am who I am. Am I am who I want to be? I'm heading in the right direction. Do I know who I am, my purpose, all of those things? And I think the answer to that is like always. To me, the answer to those questions are always yes. But I think this song's make helps, like I was saying earlier, like not feeling alone when you do have those like questionable moments about trajectory and the future. But it's like, nah, you good. You can keep on moving. This is a fun pit stop, but it's like, yo, you're just fine. You're all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Shout outs to Alan Stone, by the way.
I was gonna say that. Yeah.
Unaware is a is a is a is a
Woo! That's
is a
my
gem.
I love that song. Even though looking up the lyrics and then like on Genius lyrics, and it's like it hasn't, it's more about like the government, I guess it said, and I was like,
Yeah, it's
okay.
layered. It's layered. I think, I mean, in some of those, I think his some of his songs, but I enjoy songs like that have like a few different, like the lyrics are set so that you can kind of take them on a few different scopes.
So
You
strong.
know, but part of it too, I mean, I think part of it I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna qualify. I actually no mind. I'm gonna say it this way. I think that those type of songs, especially and Unaware in itself, which is not on the playlist, help us sometimes think about how we view relationships with organizations and institute like non, you know, human beings. You know? Because I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, this song is about the that song, you know, you can take it as that's a song between, you know, the government and or you know, a citizen or individual and the government. But you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could even just in the hook itself, right? Like you say that you care, I was unaware. You could say the same, you could think about that dynamic and that between us and nature, right? Us and earth, or you know, us and people that are from other places, you know. It's like those aren't they these are different types of beings, you know, they're different collections of like life, right? Of organisms and in the end, like a corporate, you know, the businesses and for that matter. But anyway, I felt like a toe on a soapbox for a second. But yeah, anyway, I agree. I was kind of taken back by the lyrics when I first heard them, but I also heard like a live recording of it. And so like the acoustics of it just kind of overtook the lyrics the first time I heard the song. And then, you know, his falsettos, I was like, all right, cool. People with high voices are not goofy. Like I used to sing soprano, by the way.
Really?
Side note. Yeah,
You
yeah.
sing?
I'm sure people that I work with and that I'm around every now and then might say that I sing on occasion.
You dabble.
I dabble. Like I'm a little bit more than a shower singer, but I'm less than like a karaoke singer, you know. But yeah. So anyway, yeah, man, I mean, but I mean also, I mean you think like Bilal, like CeeLo, you know, Q-Tip, these, and I guess maybe I'm not, I hadn't really thought about it until now, but all of these, you know, all of these you know, men have like voices that are you know, a little bit more higher pitched than average. Danny Brown too, for that matter. And maybe that's in part why, like, you know, they resonate to an extent to me, 'cause it's like I think I passed up on that a long time ago because I didn't think, you know, high pitched voices were a thing, let alone a manly thing, and yada yada yada. So anyway.
Another whole podcast discussion.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm here for I'm here for that discussion now. You know what I mean? I mean, no, not now, now, but I mean like in this time for sure. I think before I might just be like, nah, you know, I just stopped singing because you know, everywhere I sang it was, you know, we sing stupid songs. It's like, nah. But anyway.
Oh man. Yeah, we gotta save a pen for that. Oh, we're almost done after like 10 tries. embarrassing. Like, damn, you just couldn't get it together, could you?
Some of them on me, though.
One was on you. The rest of them were like technical difficulties, and then just I don't know, just life, I guess.
Hey, I'm here for trial and error. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
yeah, yeah. We got through it. It's probably gonna take me a while to edit it, so I thought I was gonna have it
Good.
done and be like, hey, new episode tomorrow randomly, but
Not with these 10 parts.
yeah, I'm gonna have to like splice it together and like try my best to make it like coherent where it's not like what? But all right, we got two more songs to go through. And we have Rari, Take Back the Power. And yo, I didn't think anybody else listened to Rari, so I'm like,
What? Yeah, man. Shout outs to one of my
yeah.
homies in Philly for putting me on a Ferrari. My homie Alex. I was iffy about him until I heard him rap. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
But I think that actually, no, I had he played me? Yeah, before, because I think the a project that he that I first got introduced to him through, I think it was so acoustic, and I think it was maybe two rap verses or something like that. I was like, okay, like he's cool, but why he not rapping? Like I was like, yo, he can do a lot, you know what I mean? And but then it was, back to that reminder about like people and their worlds and their lives, and it's like, nah, like this is the lane for him. And I think that he has done his thing. He has done his thing in the lane, all
Yeah.
to say. And this was a surprising. I've had this song one. I was just kind of surprised that this song came to be by him and wasn't on like, just like SoundCloud or like, wasn't just on one platform. But yeah, man, I guess this is kind of one of those like directive, and I think the last part of the song is like one of those verses of affirmations for me,
Wow. That
yeah.
is so rude.
Rude.
Hello? Okay. That was so rude. That thing was like trying to reconnect, and I'm like, really? So I didn't hear what you said. You said the last part of the song.
No, I was saying the last part of the song is like one of those verses of like a affirmation type verse. So yeah.
I gotta look at
Oh,
that.
dang, 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 dang. Hold on. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard
Okay.
you.
All right, all
I'm
right.
just like,
I saw my phone messed up. My phone like, did the multi-page thing. So yeah.
wow. So, all right. I'm gonna take you for your words about Take Back the Power, because oh wait, I didn't. Duh. Because that's
What?
like I didn't put Rari, so of course it gave me the original song, because that's like it's like a sample, like, or the chorus is a sample, but I guess everything else he like probably wrote. That was unnecessary. All right. Fake beatboxing. This is not what I asked for. All right.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about this
Take Back the Power. Oh.
about the interrupters.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the song. Like, I don't know. I feel like they used to play it in like movies or something. What movies? I can't think of anything
Hold
specific.
on, hold on, hold on. I'm gonna play just a little Tip of it. So. For tomorrow, are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? Oh. It's our time. Take back the power.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Okay, that's this is interesting.
Oh, was that the song you were talking about?
No, it wasn't. But
that's hilarious.
I thought, now I'm like, hold up. I thought it was. Or am I getting my songs confused?
Maybe it's another song. I mean, it might be another.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe that's the most popular version of it. Are you thinking about Fight the Power?
Maybe. I don't know. Now I'm like, what?
Shout out to Chuck D, by the way. P.E. and Chuck D. Chuck D and P.E.
Maybe I am thinking about that. That's wild. But, that is crazy. Wow. Maybe I am thinking about Fight the Power. So, I'm just gonna be quiet because now I don't know. But maybe it kind of sounds like that to me. So, yeah. I don't know, but. Cool song regardless. And like you said, that last verse or whatever has, this is terrible. That's dope. Did you say affirmations, right? Or
operations. Oh, you're talking about Zamir?
No, I said affirmations.
Yeah. I'm like, operations, math operations.
No. Yeah, I am the heater, I am the fire, I am the carrier of this empire. That's a bar right there. I'm not gonna keep reading it, but y'all get the gist, y'all listen to the song. It's a cool song. All right. Did you have anything else to add on that song?
No. I mean, I think, nope. None here.
Okay. All right. And last, we have Message from a Black Man. And I'm not going to lie to you, but I feel like I only listened to this twice, and it's escaping my mind right now. So,
what, the Whatnots?
The Whatnots, the song. I don't remember what it sounds like. I'm sorry.
But. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's I think it's a fire. It is a song that I think it puts a pep in your step. At least for me.
Okay.
You know. Not really the, I mean, I think because I know this as a sample from like a Nas song, it's got a different, you know, feel to it for me, but it's really more of, you know, really just a declaration of like, you know, I'm in a phase, you know, I know who I am and I'm moving forward with it, you know? And it's like, yeah. I can't be stopped. And I love that about it. You know, and I mean, I guess this in its time, you know, I'm not exactly sure how popular the Whatnots were, let alone this album, let alone this song. But, you know, I like the strength in the song and in the lyrics, you know, it's kind of, and because it tackles race in the end, right? Not in the end, but I mean, off rip, but, you know, it's more of like, Yeah, we all know skin color is a thing, but that's not stopping nobody over here. I think my upbringing to an extent, I think that is it, I allowed it, allowed that aspect of, race, skin color, whatever, to play a part that probably I wasn't even aware of to the T. I mean, to be honest, but I like it now, just being where I am, knowing that, that's the attitude to have, and that's the attitude to keep in mind, is that, through everything that you go through, unfortunately, we have that other aspect. Skin color has an aspect of barriers just as well as successes, and so, it's kind of on us to move with that in mind, that there's a legacy with us that makes me, let alone makes us, like, unstoppable. So yeah, I was trying to figure out where this song and where the last song kind of fit, but I feel like they work well together, as like a pair. And so yeah, that's a little drop in the bucket of where I've been and what's been on my stereo, in the 2020s, what's been on my tape deck. So yeah.
All you cool cats out there.
I forgot you're a cool kid now. You got
Always.
a tape record player.
Yeah.
All of that,
I'm excited. Yeah. I haven't listened to it like I haven't even turned it on within the last week, but also I guess because, I started a job, so makes sense. But yeah, I gotta definitely go get some more vinyls and buy some more tapes. I am a fan. Okay, you're still here. I'm a fan of tapes as well. Yeah. So I'm gonna make sure I ask all of my questions, because, we were all over the place. Okay. I think I have like two questions, and then I have some song suggestions for you. Ha ha.
Okay.
Ha ha ha. And
I'm here
then,
for it.
yeah, and then we're done. Woo! But are there any other songs that you didn't include, but you want to mention them now? I feel like we kind of did that, but like not like,
Yeah, here and there, right? I mean, I guess so. What are some songs that I want to mention? Hip Hop Saved My Life by Lupe Fiasco. And Kick Push by Lupe Fiasco.
That's very on brand for you. Okay.
On brand, maybe. But yeah, Lupe is like, those, like, those artists, those songs where you feel, seen. Both of those were that to me. And I would say hip hop, let alone music, but hip hop more specifically, like, really put me on a trajectory to, like, it assisted in probably more of a way than I would ever really be able to describe. put me on a trajectory to like be in a space to even like be more self-aware and just be a little bit more, be more positive than I was for sure. So yeah, those two. Let me see, are there any other songs? I had like two that I really had in mind when I was playing this. But I can't think of them right now.
That was okay.
Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. For
Really?
sure. Yeah. And yeah, I'll leave it there 'cause I'm if I list one, I'm gonna go from one. I think my head will go from one song. It's just like, you know, it'll do some Spider-Man swinging from one song to the next, you know, and then we'll have like a whole nother like playlist.
Part two. It's like, nah.
Yeah, part two.
It's like, I'm sure you'll be back.
Can I be that? Like,
yeah.
hey, there we go.
Why not?
Yeah, no, I mean, I would love to set up another playlist for sure.
Okay. Yellow
Yeah,
Mondays
I'm with the,
out. It's
oh man.
only I
We
had
thought,
like
you
four
know,
lives.
I gave you that whole we had talked about, you know, my DJ ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe.
I really gotta, yeah, you gotta show me one of these days, 'cause I have no idea how to do like a live mix. Ugh, I'm just
Oh
failing.
yeah, well definitely, I got you. I got you. I got you.
I think I don't know. I think I would like be really good at it, but then at the same time, you know, it might be like an overload of information, and then I might be like, oh no. But yeah.
It's baby steps, man. I feel
Yeah.
like you're passionate about music enough to digest it at whatever limit for the sake of being able to, like, you know, be better, like curating, you know, collections of songs. So,
Yeah.
got it.
It's a process. It's a process. All right, and then last question is, if you could see anyone in concert, dead or alive, who would that be?
That is, do I have to just choose one?
No, you don't. If you have more than one, that's fine.
That's a tough question. Because dead, I would say, I want to say, I want to say Fela Kuti and all right, Fela Kuti, Bob Marley, The Roots for sure. And and Prince.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think those are my four off the top. I mean, I got five fingers, so I feel like I need to just add one more. But we'll leave it there. Because if I go through my library, then we're gonna end up with a ton of different artists that I'll be like, oh yeah, for sure. I would love to see them and them and them and them. Yeah. Maybe
Okay.
Robert Glasper, maybe like Robert Glasper, the Robert Glasper experiment. I think that would probably be cool. 'Cause I mean, I think live I enjoy like the instrumentation. You know. Oh, how could I not? Okay. Never mind. I won't say rock. See, I got 10 fingers. I'm gonna add, yeah, I was thinking about a whole lot more. Okay. I'll add I think Thelonious Monk as well as Miles Davis to the mix.
Okay, we got a nice
Yeah.
little jazz like mix going on here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the no longer living piece is what in the question is like, oh yeah. Like who would I love to like just kind of see live and be able to like just observe, them being in the zone. I think those are who I would love to see. So,
They're both really cool.
yeah.
Well, maybe not Miles Davis, like as a real person in real life, but I don't know. I've heard some things. But music-wise,
Heard some things.
yeah, I feel like don't like it was mixed reviews. Like nobody can like not say he's an amazing, like, you know. He plays the trumpet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, hold on, let me not like mess this up. Yeah, like, you know, there's no denying that he's an amazing like trumpet player, but like I feel like people said he was kind of like either hard to read or like, you know, kind of harsh at times or something like that. I can't really remember, but it was like, oh, like okay.
Like hard to read in terms of like
Like personality wise, like he's
yeah,
just
but people say that about some musicians, right? I mean, like people say that about like Prince.
yeah. Prince is just
I
he's
saw
just
this one story. Somebody was DJing and he walked up to him and was like, "Yo, you playing that wrong."
damn.
And he was like, "I didn't come over." He said something to the effect of like, "I'm not. I didn't come here to hear music be played wrong." It's not like, hey, never mind. I don't even want to like do that. Do the rumor gossip, so I retract that to the T. But I've heard that about him. I mean, people say that about, yeah, about a lot of people in the studio.
Yeah.
Side note, have you seen the movie Whiplash?
Oh my goodness. You know, I finally
Speaking
watched
of harshness.
I finally watched that about, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, because, you know, I'd heard so much about it when it first came out, and I was like, I always wanted to see it, because I'm like, oh, it did so well. That movie made me really upset. I'm just gonna put that out there. I'm like, what the hell did I just watch? What the hell did I just watch? Like,
Yeah.
I was just like, this is what y'all were like raving about? Like, I'm triggered. Like, psych. I'm not really. My band experience was not like that at all by any means. Spoiler alert. Yeah, that was. I felt bad for him. But yes, to answer your question, obviously by now we all get that. Yes, I've watched the movie. But yeah, crazy. Yeah, I don't. What was your? I'm sorry. I went on a long tangent because that movie made me upset. But
And actually, you know what? Can I add Charlie Parker to the mix?
Of
Like
course.
it's a lot of there's a lot of there's a lot of musicians and jazz more specifically, I think musicians that I listen to now that I would love to just kind of be in the presence and see how they, played and worked because it's something that I still don't really understand. I still don't really, have a good grasp of the genre yet. And I think part of it is just because I haven't seen it live enough, So when I see the greats or the pioneers, so
Yeah, I mean, jazz is just amazing. Like, so much you can do with it or not do. I didn't even know you liked jazz music like that, but I guess I should have known that because I like a few playlists had a lot of jazz elements to it, so.
Yeah, there's like no, there's no genre. There's no genre that that I'm not a I won't listen to, I won't check out. But there are some that are a little bit closer to me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. The show. All right. To the finale of this episode. So yeah, so I like to do song recommendations, even though I pretty much already do that for all my homies anyways. Especially you, like I feel like I'm always sending you stuff. Since I feel like we like a lot of the same music. Or I don't know. We do and we don't. I don't know. Mostly yes. But so I have three songs. And I feel like these songs okay. These songs go along with your like positivity and doing some deep dives to self. If you want to look at it that way. So yeah, first song is, and I'm gonna send these to you because I'm sure you're probably gonna be like, I'm gonna tell you, and then like you might forget, but I'll send it to you.
Look, I just pulled up
Oh, Spotify.
yeah, just so I could add them for sure.
All right. So first song is Arboretum Lights by Jenna Bell. That's a girl right there. Jenna's cool. I think you might like her. If I haven't already shared a song with you, I'm not really sure. Probably not, actually. Anyways, but that song's really cool. That's some soul searching and stuff in that song, I think. And second, oh wait, did you get that?
Nah, if you're gonna send it to me, I'm gonna,
Oh, you can go that route. Okay.
yeah, I'm gonna take it in.
We're gonna make it easy for you.
Okay.
That's the easiest way. Mandela. And then up next I have, anyways, Make It Mine, Jason Mraz. That's probably like my favorite Jason Mraz song. By the way. And my gosh.
I know you're a Jason Mraz fan.
You said you didn't know or you did
I
know?
said I know. I said I know you're a Jason Mraz fan.
I can't help it. But I'm like a legit that's thanks to my other sister. Shout out to Adele. Hey Adele. She put me on. like forever ago, and wow, I keep pressing add to share. 10 days later, but I feel like that's a like an affirmation type, and I felt like that went along with your playlist. So I was like, yeah, let's stay on theme, you know. And then lastly, wait, is that a word? Lastly,
I think so.
All right,
pretty sure.
Okay, so I'm like, might be one of those words that's like,
really like, firstly, good. Lastly, you can say firstly.
Can you?
The reason he comes in. Yeah.
Okay. Now that one, I didn't know about. Firstly. Interesting. All right. Last song is Before the Dawn by Laura and Vola. Now that the last name always, it's, I'm not good with like pronouncing names, which listeners should know that by now. Anyways, also very on point for the playlist, and she's amazing anyways. Like, sounds great live, like from stuff that I've heard, like she's just ridiculous and really talented, and I wish like she got more recognition. It makes me like really upset, but you know, that's life sometimes, unfortunately. But shout out to her.
Which of these is most important to life? Money, power, respect, time, or love? Which is most important to life?
Right. They did a study that, like, asking people questions is, like, really big way. Not big, but it's,